Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everyone? What is going on? Welcome to the Cave Show. Today is Wednesday, November 15th. Not only are we halfway through the week, we're halfway through the month. Again, this is PLR. This is the Cave Show. We're brought to you by the one and only Madrós Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. They will take care of you. Any cigar purchase, you can take 10% off. Become a club member. Get a locker with your name on the front of that locker. It is backed up to a humidor. That way your sticks never go bad. You never have to worry about rushing them home and trying to figure out how you're going to keep them fresh and ready to smoke. Stick them right there in that locker. When you're ready, come on down there, sit down, watch one of the many televisions they have. There's always sports on TV. They do not close until the last NFL game goes off on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. So sit there and relax, enjoy your sticks that you got for 10% off just by mentioning PLR of the Cave Show. Madrós Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Arizona. Make sure you get down there. Okay, everyone, we have a lot to get into tonight. The UCLA press conference ended about, I want to say about 10 minutes ago or so, somewhere right in that ballpark. The three players are going to be suspended indefinitely the three players that took part in the shoplifting over in China. LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill. They all individually and separately read their apology letters. It was just a crazy event, as we all know. It wasn't just a UCLA issue. It wasn't just a ball player issue. This was an issue all the way through where the President of the United States stepped in, asked for them to asked if there's anything that could be done on their behalf. Of course, he took full credit, and of course, he asked for a thank you, which most people get anyway, but whatever. But they did have their press conference. They are suspended indefinitely, and according to Coach Steve Alford, they will have to work and show that they are responsible, work and show that they earned their way back onto the team, earned their way back on to practice time. And I shouldn't say back on the team. They weren't kicked off the team, but earned the time to return to practice. So there is no timeline. I've heard people call for 10 games. I've heard people call for half a season. For me, it seemed like half a season would be the right amount, but I like indefinitely because it lets the kids earn their own time. Who knows? If you just say 16 games, you may get 10 games or 5 games. You may get each individual kid doing right for that amount of time. And then they come back on a team and they're going back to being the same, making the same bad decisions. Obviously not shoplifting in China, but making bad decisions again or not doing everything to fulfill what is required of them as student athletes. So I like the indefinite because what it doesn't do, it doesn't blanket them all together. One player may earn his way back and the other two may not. Two may and one may not. All three may and great, or all three may not. So I love the earning it back. That's one of my favorite words is earn because it's showing something and young men have to understand that you do have to earn trust. It's the one thing in life that you're given. You're given at an early age or an early stage or early part of any type of relationship. And you can have trust for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and one stupid move can kill that trust, and it has to be earned back, and that's what these players are attempting to do right now. Like I said, the press conference ended about 10 minutes ago, looks like it's all over. The charges have been dropped. All the bond money and things of that nature have been returned to UCLA or the players' families or however they set that up. But again, three players that were suspended in the allegations of the Chinese shoplifting on UCLA's trip to China to play Georgia Tech, LeAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill. They've returned to the United States, and they are officially suspended indefinitely from the UCLA basketball program. We have a caller online. You're on the Cave Show with PLR. Caller, who do I have with me?
Yo, PLR, this is LOU.
Hey, Lou, how you doing today?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, I think they got off maybe a little bit too lightly because I think, you know, what they did, they should be suspended, you know, for a more lengthy amount of time. I think maybe they got off too easily because of the stats that they have.
You know what? I think
especially
half the season. That's
especially the LiAngelo Ball.
Well, I don't want to single him out, but because he did it in tandem, and just because his father is not liked or could be liked or whatever, I don't want to single him out. But here's why I like the I'm gonna correct myself here. Here's why I like indefinite, because I said maybe a half a season. Indefinite makes each individual player prove themselves individually. If you give them 10 games or 15 games or 20 games or whatever, then you're setting a timeline for them to, for lack of a better phrase, act right. So it's like being a kid on punishment. If you're punished for a day, you're going to behave for a day. If you're punished for 2 days, you're going to behave for 2 days. But when you get on those punishments, when your parents look at you and say, you are on punishment till I'm tired of having you on punishment, then you behave a little bit further because you don't really know when that punishment is going to let up. And I like indefinite because it's making them earn their way back on to the team based on what the coach and the university sees.
Right. But I still think
you know what I mean?
But I still think, given the fact that, you know, it's you know, a ball person, you know, the LiAngelo Ball, because he's the one that started, and the other two were just, like, you know, along for the ride. But if anybody should get the suspension, we're definitely, it should be LiAngelo Ball. He's the one that started all this in the first place.
Well, I'll equate this to just stealing. If someone is stealing something, and you're driving a getaway car, and you know you're driving a getaway car, you're going to do the same time. You're all in it together. So I think that, you know, the crime is the crime. And if you're taking part in it, no matter whose lame brain idea it was, you know, or who and I would say the exact opposite. You know what, instead of going along with him, maybe – and if he's the person that started it all, maybe instead of going along with him, they could have said, hey, dude, you steal this, I'm going to tell the coach on you. Or you know what, you touch this, I have nothing to do with this. So you can be you could assist in it, but you could also be a deterrent. And none of those three were deterring any of those three from making a really stupid decision.
Now, what's this going to do with the law in China? Because I assume this is probably going to go to trial, and who knows what kind of a sentence they're going to get if it goes that far.
Wait, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm assuming this might go to a trial.
It's done. It's all over. Chinese government has excused everything. It's all over. Everything is done.
Everything? Wow.
Everything is done.
Because, you know, the laws in China are a lot different here in the U.S. And I think the Asian, you know, they're more stricter in this than we are here. Because, like, in some countries, they chop your hands off.
Yeah, they are very fortunate young men. Let's say that. They're very fortunate young men. This is all done. They're not going to have to return to China to do anything. Everything is washed away. They're now on the trail of proving themselves and rebuilding their character and rebuilding themselves as individuals. And as I need to see, I took notes on this. I believe, and if I'm wrong, please forgive me, but I believe it was Cody Riley that said that he'll be working as long as he has to, so people don't think of him, you know, as a thief, basically, that he can put this behind him and show the same good deeds and work going forward, you know, that he did up to this point, because he was raised better than this by his mother and
yeah.
his father, and you know, they deserve better. And so, you know what, though? I look at this in a couple of different ways. You know, 18-year-olds do stupid things. And I'm not saying
That's
that
true.
They should be
They're
excused
not.
From being stupid things. But I think back to, you know, Eli Manning was arrested for drinking underage and doing something stupid when he was at Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we don't remember Eli Manning for that. We remember Eli Manning for what he does now. Mike
yeah,
Golick,
he didn't go out and break the law,
and,
you know, but that's what he did. That was the least problem. He didn't go out and steal anything or do anything other than breaking and just drink underage. That
true.
Was it.
True, but you know what? We got to think ahead. How many times have we had players get arrested for drunk driving underage? Yeah, they didn't steal anything, but they could have killed someone. So as time goes on, my dad used to tell me all the time, we can't put the price on the breaking of the Ten Commandments. And when he said that to me, I didn't know what he meant. But what
right.
he said was, when we get into the judging of, you know what, stealing is worse than cheating, which is worse than killing, which is worse than lying, when they're all bad, when we're not supposed to do any of them. So as I tell my kids all the time, if you lie, you'll steal. And if you steal, you'll lie. And if you lie, you'll cheat. They all tie in together. Yep, so I just, like I said, I just want to see them, they're young men. I don't want this, personally, I would hate to see it held over their heads forever. I'd love to see them prove themselves again and get back in good graces with their families and their friends and their school and everything else. I mean, think about it. If someone was shoplifting and I heard someone say to me the other day, or yesterday, they should be kicked out of school. So you want someone who shoplifted at 18, who did something really stupid, to not get an education and prove themselves and be a better person, what do you want them to do? I mean, what's the other option? We want them kicked out of school to do what? How do you become a better citizen then? What did that prove?
Nothing.
So interesting. It's an interesting case. I think it's all over. You know what? What's really funny is we go in the news cycle, as we go in sports media, this will be something that's forgotten by Friday until it's announced that they're coming back. And then it'll be a news story. And then once they start playing, you know what? It'll be forgotten again.
Think it'll be forgotten that quick, though?
I think so. I bet you on
Monday.
Well,
when you leave a mark on you and the media house you, that's what I think you're going to be best remembered for, being a troublemaker.
True, but on Monday, I bet you no one's talking about this story. I bet you nobody, not even on our show. We won't be talking about this Monday. It'll be coming off Sunday of football. We'll be getting ready for the Thursday night football games. There will be something else that replaces this now that they're back, now that the charges have dropped, now that they're not part of the team. No one will be talking about this. The next UCLA game, they'll say, this is the first game that they've played without the three players that are suspended indefinitely. Okay, and then next. And then when they work their way back, either individually or as a group, they'll say, hey, these three fellows have returned to practice. All the media will swamp to UCLA and ask, what have they done to prove that they deserve to come back? And then once those questions are answered, the first game, they're all back. How does it impact UCLA? And then three or four games into them playing, season will go on. We'll start talking about March Madness. But and I'm not saying that's a good thing, but we have to put it in perspective. We're talking about
yes.
three young men who who were idiots and did something stupid, who paid the price and probably got the crap scared out of them for a long time, and now they're paying the price for it. I think they're paying the price already.
Put it this way. It was me in front of the judge. They get a lot more severe punishments than what they got.
Oh, but you know what? You're absolutely right. If you or I went to China and we shoplifted, we would still be there. But let me say this to you. If you're a kid in the gangs and you're caught with crack, you're going to jail. If you're the owner of the cults and you're caught with opioids and money in your trunk, you're not going anywhere. It all everything depends on our circumstances.
Let's put it this way. If I was a judge, I would make Judge Judy look like a wimp.
but you know what I'm saying?
Me, Judge Louie, he's a mean little SOB.
Yeah, but everything depends on our circumstances. The more money you have, the more affluent you are, the more connections you have, the better resources you have. The poorer you are, you get a system attorney. You get a system judge. And it comes out worse for you. Like I said, meet a crack dealer. Meet someone that gets caught with crack. Lou, they're going to jail. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts was caught with illegal drugs from illegal prescriptions in the trunk of his car with a bunch of cash. He got off. He went to rehab because he has money and resources. If you or I got pulled over with illegal marijuana in the back of our car and a bunch of cash, we're getting hit with intent to distribute, and we're sitting in jail trying to protect our manhood for the next few years. It's different.
Speaking of marijuana, I was reading something, an article. You're familiar with Carl Anthony Towns, right?
I am.
Yeah, I mean, not personally, but you know who he is. Well,
I do.
He was making a comment. There was a question and answer segment, and I answered on another show, and he said, if I was in charge, being AKA the commissioner of the league, he said the one thing that I would change is, like, to make marijuana use legal for medical purposes. Do you agree with that or no? Because I really don't, even though I heard a good argument today that there was a good reason for it.
I 100% agree with it, and here's why. Because and more so in the NFL than the NBA, we have admitted that there's an opioid epidemic in this country. But yet and still, we have no issue with athletes, with trainers drugging them up on opioids, which are so easily addictive, and sending them out there to play with no issue. We'll give them everything, Oxycontin, oxycodone, everything you can think of to numb the pain. But we don't want to give them medical marijuana to ease the pain, which is something they may not get addicted to. And to me, the reason is really simple. If we start using medical marijuana, that tax money and all those freebies and all those lobbyists and all those pharmaceutical companies, until they can figure out a way to get themselves and work their way into the marijuana business, they will constantly lose money. And there's one thing you do not do. You do not go up on the hill and take away money from lobbyists and big companies. And a pharmaceutical company is not going to do it. And I don't. Anyone can disagree with me if they want. Big business and government, I don't care if you have an R or a D, you're all in bed together. And the pharmaceutical companies are in bed with government, and they are not going to lose money to all these upstart, not in the government business, guys who are starting, and women who are starting all these medical marijuana things. Not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen.
That's a pretty crowded bed. Oof.
So that's why I feel it's not happening at all. At all. Once the pharmaceutical companies figure out a way to make money, all of a sudden, it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. But not till then.
Well, sliced bread was only invented last week, so.
Yep. Hey, listen. You know what I know. It's always about the money and where the big dollars end.
Right. But we, the average drinker people, are the ones paying for it.
Exactly. Do you know that in Arizona, medical marijuana is legal? To take medical marijuana for those that are struggling on pain, to get medical marijuana is actually affordable. To go out and buy oxycodone and oxycodone or whatever it is not affordable. We're talking a difference of charging someone $50 a month, and I'm throwing raw numbers out, so don't quote me on numbers. $50 a month for a prescription, as opposed to $375 a month for a prescription. So you tell me, I'm in the pharmaceutical business, I'm lobbying up on the hill with the government, who's going to win the battle? Very simple. Yep. Very simple. It goes back to our original argument. I'm poor, I'm going to court, I have a court appointed attorney. I'm not poor, my dad golfs with the judge, and we have a good lawyer. Who's going to get off? Same thing. No different.
Right. Exactly.
No different. So that's the way it goes, my friend. That is the way it goes. So I'm anxious to see what happens. And what's funny, though, is and tying into UCLA and basketball, it was really good to see the challenge in Chicago last night. And I always throw Chicago out there for a little love with the four teams that played last night with Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, and oh my goodness, how am I forgetting the fourth team? Kansas played Kentucky, and Duke played Michigan State. Excuse me.
Yep.
Great to see college basketball back live, competitive. Duke is incredible. It's hard to believe that Coach K is 10-1 against Tom Izzo at Michigan State. That is hard to believe. And you know, considering how great both those coaches are, and Kentucky, if you want to find out who's going to be drafted, I say again, just watch their team, and you'll get probably three of the first 15 picks in the draft just from them, and they look good. Kansas looks good. It's going to be an incredible college basketball season, and
even the
troublemaker
like Garrison Hall.
Even so. Now, things that we do need to look out for, what's Arizona going to be like this year considering they're under scrutiny? What's Auburn going to be like? What's the situation with Bruce Pearl? You know, is he going to get fired? Is he going to cooperate? His lead assistant, Chuck Person, was arrested. What's going to happen with these teams where we have all these coaches that were funneling money to kids? So that's going to be an interesting story. Down the line. So I'm interested to see what happens with that and how that affects some of these programs. Because, listen, if your top assistant is moving money, and I said this about Rick Pitino a long time ago, if your top assistant is moving money, you may not be guilty of moving the money, but you're damn sure guilty of knowing what's going on. Because your top assistant is doing what your top assistant is supposed to do according to what you hired him for. Go back to anything else. If you hire someone and you say, well, my fault is not knowing what they are, you're hiring a person in this position that you pick. So if I hire a professional lock picker and I find out later down the line he's picking locks, that's still my fault. I hired the lock picker. I knew who I was hiring. So when coaches cry, well, I didn't know, I'm not buying that long term. You knew. And if you didn't know the exact, you knew something. Football coaches, I may give them a little break in some part to say you have 100 and, you have 90 players. Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep up. But if your assistants are doing dirt and they're doing dirt long term, you will know. If my husband is cheating on his wife, you know what? Eventually she's going to find out. Eventually these coaches are going to find out. And it's like, what do you do once you find out? And they usually do nothing because that's what they hired them for. And that's usually how it turns out in the end. Now, we could fix this. We could say, wow, why don't we do this crazy thing considering we make millions, the university makes a whole bunch of millions, and the NCAA makes billions. wow, what if we give these players just a little bit of money to stop all the money that we're giving them illegally, which I still can't figure that out. We don't want to give them the money legally, but we'll give them the money illegally, and then we'll book judgment of a 19-year-old when we're saying, hey, come play for me, and I'll slide $4,000 or $5,000 your way. And then we look at the kid and say, oh, that was bad judgment on the kid's part. Oh, it's bad judgment on the adult's part for tempting a 19-year-old kid with $5,000. So we're miscalculating a lot of stuff these days, but that's a rabbit hole I don't want to get down, but it's good to have college basketball back, especially since we technically only have about 3 weeks left of the regular season in college football.
Yes.
But, hey, Lou, my man, hopefully you have some time to check in with us tomorrow. And don't forget, we still got the football show later on tonight.
Yeah, depending on my schedule, because the late show with me starts at about 11. So, that's why I haven't been able to come on.
I understand.
You know, I told her that because, because that's where I consider the actual job.
Yeah.
Because I got a reporter
understood.
For everything. Yeah. And tomorrow, same time, correct?
Same time. As they used
right,
to say in the old days, same bat time, same bat channel.
I get it.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks a lot
Bye.
For calling. All righty, buddy. Take care.
Thanks.
A couple other topics, guys, I want to jump to. I want to talk a little NFL, and I want you to put this name in your mind, and I want you to think about it. And I want you to tell me if you've ever heard of Nathan, and I'm going to say I like boxers, Nathan Peterman. Peterman. Heard of him? Know who he is? Know what sport he plays? Know who he plays for? Nathan Peterman. No? Never heard of him, huh? Not once. Never heard of Nathan Peterman. From the Petermans? The family Peterman? No? Still doesn't ring a bell? Well, I'm going to tell you who he is. Nathan Peterman is your new starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Tyrod Taylor has been benched in favor of Nathan Peterman. Mind you, Buffalo is on the verge of making the playoffs as a wild card for the first time in a long time. And they're going to entrust Nathan Peterman. If you are living in Buffalo and you're one of those nuts that likes to body slam people from tables before the game, and you like to do every WWE wrestling move you could think of, and your power drive, and your elbow, and your hip toss, and you do all those things, I want you to remember that before you go into your next home game, you're going to be led. I want it to get in your mind that you're going to be led by Nathan Peterman. Think about it. Yep, think about it. Let's get to some news and notes. Paul will be coming back this Thursday here in Phoenix, back with the Houston Rockets. Been out since the second game of the season, but looks like he's ready to come back. Couldn't pick a better team to come back against. If you want to play yourself back into shape and get right and not have to worry about spending too much energy, definitely pick the right team. You're coming back against the Phoenix Suns, who literally has, and this is no disrespect to any of the players on that team, but you have to worry about Devin Booker, who's being doubled, tripled, quadrupled. Sometimes I think there's five guys on him. And then you have, you know, the rest of the team that the NBA is not really respecting their abilities. So Chris Paul picked the right game to come back. The Suns, you know, are not, at this point at least, are not the Mavericks and technically not the Kings. They have more victories. Coming here to a 5-10 team that's 3-6 at home, 2-4 on the road. They score. Suns can score. They average 106 points a game. Like I said, that's not Dallas or Sacramento, who don't average even 100 points per game. But they give you points back. They're going to give you 115 of them back. 9.1 differential is tied for third worst in the league. So they'll give you some points back. They'll get theirs. But as Bernie Mac, you say, but you're going to get yours. The Suns also have, I'll tell you what, you talk a battle of futility. I think the Bulls, who come to town on Sunday to play Phoenix, and they're 2-9, and they're a bad team. They're, the Bulls are just a terrible team. I don't think they should set the game clock. For Sunday's game, I propose there is no game clock whatsoever for Bulls versus Phoenix. I think the first team that gets to 100 should just win. Now, that'll favor Phoenix because, like I said, at least they can score. But the Bulls only give up 103 points a game to their 93 scored. So the Bulls can stop you from scoring a little bit better, but they can't score. Whereas Phoenix can score, but they can't stop you. And I misspoke. Phoenix isn't tied. They are the third worst differential team in points. So I think that game should be first to 100 wins. It should be like the big three, the 3-on-3. You know how they played to a point and then it's halftime? So the first team to 25, first quarter. First team to 50, halftime. First team to 75, end of the third quarter. First team to 100 wins. But you got to win by, got to win by three. Want to keep it interesting. Got to win by three. The playground is win by two. But you're only getting 1 point a bucket, right? So you got to win by three. Or if we really want to make it interesting, it's win by four. Got to win by two buckets. Even if it's a three and something else, you got to win by four. The problem with winning by four, we may be watching basketball for like 6 hours. We don't want to do that. Because then what we're saying is we're counting on one of those teams to score on two consecutive possessions. No, I'm just kidding. Sort of. But anyway, it goes back to what I said before. Chris Paul comes back on Thursday. Here in the Valley of the Sun. Is Kyrie Irving the mid? I hate to bring it up because I already started to bring it up. So at this point, I may as well just bring it up. It's Chris Paul. If there were MVP battles going on right now, Chris Paul, I'd say Chris Paul. I can't believe it because I was speaking of Chris Paul. If MVP battles go out right now, is Kyrie Irving your MVP? I mean, he's mine. If MVPs went out right now, is he your MVP? Because he's mine. I'll get into that more later. We're going to have an episode of Courtside with PLR coming up next week. So we'll get into that at that point. I'm not one to pub other networks, but Philly-LA tonight is going to be a great match. And I do mean the Lakers. I do not mean the Clippers. That is going to be a great game, I do believe. Two young teams battling each other. We'll get a look. We'll get a glimpse like that. We'll get a glimpse into the future. It's too early for me to say that I'm right, but I'm probably right. when I gave my NBA playoff runs, because I don't have time to say seed one, seed two, win here. I just gave you a list of teams in the West that I said would make the playoffs. I gave you Golden State, Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota. Those are your Oklahoma City. Those are the locks, right? But I did give you New Orleans. I'm looking at the sheet. I did give you New Orleans. I did give you Denver. And I said the Clippers would be out. Guess who's out? The Clippers. Technically, right now, I'm wrong because the Thunder are out. Nope, I had the Pelicans out. I'm looking at this wrong. I had the Pelicans out. Because I had the Thunder in and the Pelicans out. And I still think that'll flip. But the Clippers are out. I said they would be out. They got off that 5-1 start. I got all these calls. Paul, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Clippers have lost 6-0. I know Danilo Gallinari is hurt. They're not good. Folks, they're not good. Chris Paul used to pound the air out of the ball. We know that. But they're not good. He was the Clippers. He was all they had. He can at least get you to 50 wins, get you to playoffs, and then they choked in the second round. But he can get you that far. This is not a good team. Their record as of today, as we have this show, their record is worse than the Lakers. Speaking of which, I was at the Lakers-Suns game the other night, and Lonzo Ball did not play in the fourth quarters, like there's more than one, in the fourth quarter. Suns ended up winning it, losing that game to the Lakers. Lakers just closed strong. Starting next week, for all the interviews from sporting events, you're going to have to go to our YouTube channel, The Sports Cave. We'll have a ton of interviews that will be going up daily, weekly, and all that good stuff. Rankings came out. The official rankings came out. Alabama is back to number one. They were always number one. I firmly believe that college football does stupid crap, like moving Alabama off the number one ranking so people can talk about how Alabama is really the number one ranked team, and they should be the whole time. We know that. Alabama is the best team in college football. Let me go ahead and say this one more time so everyone completely understands what I'm talking about. The best team in football is Alabama. The best offensive team in college football is Alabama. The best defensive team in college football is Alabama. Alabama's toughest game will come in practice when the offense goes up against the defense and the defense goes up against the offense. It's just that simple. But, Paul, look at Oklahoma. They throw the ball all over the field. They're a much better offense. They are until they play Alabama. I've seen some stout defenses that Miami defense. Ooh, they got turnover chain. They are a great defense until they play Alabama's offense, and they get punched in the mouth for four quarters. I love what other teams do. Notice I left Clemson out. I love what other teams do. But we've only seen one team over the last 2 years give Alabama a hard time, Clemson. Sean Foster ain't there no more. I love Bryant. I love the kid they got now. All I know is Deshaun Watson left the field two times with the lead. 2 years ago, the defense gave that lead up. Last year, Deshaun Watson made sure that he had the last play, and that was it. Excuse me. Alabama is the best team in football. They have the best coach in football. Now, we're going to argue over the next 2 weeks over who's going to be in the playoffs. Is it going to be Oklahoma if they win out? Will it be Miami? Does Miami have to win out? Will it be Clemson? If Clemson loses to Miami, they're done because they've already lost. But if Miami loses a close game to Clemson, do they hold on? What if Alabama loses in the SEC title game to Georgia? Can we weasel away for the weaselly Ohio State to find their way back into the playoff picture? You can give me every scenario you want to. The only way Alabama does not get in to the playoffs is if they lose the Iron Bowl and lose the SEC title game. That's it. Nothing else. That's it. If they have one loss, they're in. If they have one loss, they're going to win it. Just as simple. Just that simple. I have a formula. Here's my formula. They're Alabama. Here's the second part of my formula. Nick Saban's their coach. Okay, there's my formula for them winning. I'm done. Didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that much out, did it? Nope. Really didn't. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. We know what that music means. I'm going to have to dash out of here. Thanks to callers for calling in. You call in on a Kerry Lackey Law line, so I definitely appreciate that. Make sure you follow us on social media at The Sports Cave on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure you follow us on thesportscave.com, where cave is always, always with the K. Make sure you listen to gameplay later on tonight with the one, the only Mia Chambers. She's going to be talking football with you. Tomorrow, another great show lined up. Make sure you're following us on Twitter so you can find out all of the haps. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. You can follow me on PLR on Sports on Twitter. Until next time, well, tomorrow, same time. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Everyone have a great Wednesday. Take care. I am a giant. I am an eagle. Oh, I am a lion down in the jungle. I am a marching band. I am the people. Oh.